You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways that we can come together and more effectively serve the Lord. And today we have with us Miss Lindsay Yerby. She's a graduate of the University of Alabama. She's also an alumnus of our Truth and Peace program and has been involved in her church for many years. So welcome, Lindsay. We're glad you're with us today.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, it looks like, are you in front of the Capitol? What is going on there?
Yeah, I am. I'm actually in front of the Capitol today. So it's pretty quiet, you know, not a lot going on. The Senate is in session. The House comes maybe once a week, maybe once every other week to take a vote. But my boss actually had a vote until 1 a.m. last night. So things are very busy up here on the Senate side.
Wow. And you are working for Congressman Gary Palmer?
No. So this summer, I'm actually a legal clerk for the Senate Finance Committee. And if there's anyone who's going to listen from Iowa, that's chaired by Senator Chuck Grassley.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah.
So you've kind of moved up a little bit in the world, haven't you?
A little bit. Yeah. I'm actually doing real legal work on some policy, some investigations this summer. I love helping constituents, you know, the work I did in Congressman Palmer's office, but I definitely am really enjoying this as well.
Oh, that's great. So you've kind of seen both sides of the aisle, or both sides of the Congress, we should say. How did you get interested in this? How did you end up going and doing this kind of work?
You know, so it was kind of random. I worked at a law firm in undergrad. I really loved that work. And then one day, one of their partners suggested to me, you know, why don't you try a political internship? So, you know, I thought, okay, I'll apply. I applied to a few different ones that summer. And luckily, Congressman Adderholt from my district, they took me as an intern, started teaching me about policy, started teaching me about tours, everything there was to learn about the Capitol. And it just kind of took me over from there. And I was like, this is where I want to be. There's a lot happening. Someone first, when I moved up here, made the comment to me, you know, if this city has a sparkle to you, then that means that the God is probably calling you to be here. And I've been here 3 times now, and the city hasn't lost that sparkle for me. And I really feel like God wants me to do something and implement some kind of change up here. And I'm just trying to follow that.
That's great. So you're really trying to be salt and light in our nation's capital. And what are you trying to accomplish? You mentioned earlier helping constituents. What other things are you trying to do as a Christian in that setting?
Yeah, so when I was in the House, most of what the House does is on a day-to-day basis is to deal with constituents, to deal with the people from Alabama. And so in that job, I really just tried to serve those people, you know, as Jesus would serve them every day. Just when they came to the office, being as kind and as friendly and helping them as much as I could. And now on the Senate, on the committee, I don't deal with constituents hardly at all. I just deal with my supervisors. And then we do some investigations into some things. So I haven't had a chance to work with people outside of the Capitol directly yet, but still in that job, I just want to be able to serve everyone, you know, as Jesus has laid out for us to serve others. And so that's what I'm trying to do here, just to be a light and show others, you know, this is what Jesus has done for me. This is what he can do for you. And this is why, you know, I'm happy when I come into work every day because I get to show that love to others.
Oh, that's great. And in your fall and spring, you're going to Cumberland School of Law. So you're kind of busy as you go along the way, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a lot busy during the fall and spring. And then, you know, they really emphasize the importance of working in the summers to continue that legal education, which is why I'm here this summer.
So you didn't just immediately fall out into law school or going around working with the Senate or the House of Representatives earlier. What prepared you for this kind of setting that you find yourself in today?
So, you know, you talked, did Truth and Peace in college. I think that really helped me learn not only how to be a leader, but some of the best things you learn in Truth and Peace is how to be a follower. And I was able to do that. And undergrad, through my internships, through my job in undergrad and then on into law school and into these jobs.
And your parents have been pretty involved, I suspect, in your life as well.
Yeah. Above all, my parents have definitely been very influential in my life and how I treat things and how I do things now, for sure.
This is great. And so it is kind of interesting. Sometimes you walk at the National, you see the Truth and Peace folks walking around. I do wonder if that's a little bit like folks walking around through the halls of Congress from time to time.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about that when I was prepping for this. I think, you know, you deal with some people who can be as hard to deal with as those Bible moms. Sometimes they know what they want and they want it right then. And, you know, you have to say, yes, ma'am, we're working on it. We're trying. We will get you as soon as we can. And just, you know, continuing to smile at them, even though they may be driving you crazy. So, it has definitely been times where there are people standing outside of our door waiting for a meeting or something. And it makes me think, oh, this is just like the time I had to hold up a quiet please sign and wait for someone to come in. So
who would have known, or who could have realized it would be that way, right?
Right, exactly. Not I.
So how do you stay grounded as you go through and you're doing many different things? What do you do to kind of stay on track? What kinds of things do you read and so forth?
So one of the things I do to stay on track is, you know, doing a devotion, doing a quiet time every day. So I try to start every morning with that, with a little bit of prayer. And then, you know, I try to read some books that are self-help books, but they're Christian self-help books. So I've been reading Everybody Always by Bob Goff right now. And I think it's really good for the day and age that we're in. I think, you know, some of our problems come from people don't know how to love each other as their neighbor, to love the person beside you just as much as you love yourself. And so I really enjoyed getting to read this book, you know, seeing some of the difficult circumstances he was faced with, how he approached those, and, you know, how maybe I can approach similar situations. But then on top of that, I think it's just really important to have a good Christian community. That's one of the things I've been very blessed with here in DC, is making friends who are founded in their beliefs in Christ, who love Jesus, you know, who wake up every day and want to serve him as well. And so that's been really good for me to have those people to check in with on a spiritual level.
That's great. So you're using your quiet time. You found yourself some believers there that you're working with. Lots of folks, young people that might watch this, preparing for CTS, maybe they're applying for Truth and Peace and so forth. What kind of advice would you give them, people that are 10 years, 5 years behind where you're at this point in time in your life?
You know, I would just say, whatever you do, whether it's just applying for Truth and Peace or competing in CTS, you know, really pray about it before you do it and make sure, like, you feel that that's what God wants for you. Because I think sometimes we compete in something that our heart might not be in, or we do Truth and Peace because we've heard other people have done it. But just because other people have done it doesn't mean it's necessarily for you. You know, that might not be what God has planned for you. And if you don't get in, like, just be hopeful in the fact that God has something so much greater for you. But then when you do get to competition or Truth and Peace, if you are accepted, you know, really listen to what is being taught to you. Take notes. I mean, there are notes that I took probably all 4 summers that I have rewritten and still look back on now. So just really pay attention to what's being taught and think about how you can apply that to your life in the future.
Oh, that's great. I like the way you put that. And so wherever we find ourselves, giving ourselves over to the Lord, knowing we're all special, we're all important, God wants to use us just as we are. That's wonderful, Lindsay. Well, we are so proud of you. Can we say a quick prayer? Can I say a quick prayer for you? And
yeah,
I'll let you go back and fix Washington. There's one or two things that need to be handled. So I'm going to let you go do that, okay?
Just a few. Okay.
All right. Father, we thank you for Lindsay. We thank you for training her up, Lord, to follow you and to serve you and be your salt and light. Be with her today as she does her work. Be with her as she ends up going back to law school, and just use her and protect her. And Lord, help her as she shines forth for you. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you, Lindsay, for joining us today, and may God be with you and bless you.
Thank you, Brother Eddie.